Welcome to Fiomi Ushami. This cheer is generously sponsored by Janine and Kyle Nathan. Please reach out for more sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Revov in the Oiz V'Odr edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Halacha Beis. The Gemara was discussing in the previous Daf, Tova Sheha Aya Bechlal V'Yotzum Nechklal, something that was in a rule came out to teach us about the rule. And the Gemara asked, when you have a rule which is Karis, you have a list of things which include in Karis, and you have one thing coming out of the list, does that teach you that the entire list has its own specific Karis? And if community each, you have to bring a Chatos for each one. So the Gemara with that segued into a drasha regarding a Rais. The by Rais, it says Karis on the entire Rais. And then you have specific items, specific details that come out and have their own Karis. And the Gemara and Dash in each one, why it has its own specific Karis. Some of them is Kedil Lamed Al Aklal, to really teach on the rule. And some of them is Kedil Lamed Al Atzmam, to teach on their own thing what it is. The last thing the Gemara discusses is why Doidoso, why an aunt, the wife of the uncle, why that has its own Karis. So the Gemara started by saying one answer, that the reason why the aunt went out on its own is to teach you that there's a special Karis by an aunt called Ariri, which includes the fact that he won't have children. Now the Gemara wants to come and explain a pshat. According to Mandama, that holds that a Riri doesn't do anything special because every Karis includes in it that he won't have children. So says the Gemara, we're starting from the fifth line from the top of the Amud Aleph. Omer Abiyasi doidosoi letzorech yotzos. The aunt came out letzorech to teach you what? Lemayet et eishes ochiv mi'imoy. Meaning to exclude a wife of a maternal brother. Only a wife of a paternal brother have Isur, not a wife of the maternal brother. There's no chorus over there. It's only Isur love. Now, how does the aunt teach about the sister-in-law? Explains the Gemara. Nimar kan doidosoi v'nimar lelan oi doidoi bendodo igalenu. It says over here, an aunt, and he uses the Lashon doidosoi, Lashon doido. And it says in the Pasuk, oi doidoi bendodo igalenu, referring to the ones that are going to redeem someone who was sold as a slave. Referring to a brother of the father. From the father, meaning a paternal brother of the father. How do we know that? Rat says, has it more than Bavli says? Because it says, Mishpachtoi. Only Mishpachas Av Kru Mishpacha. The Mishpacha is only the father's side, is called a Mishpacha. Also, we speak about an aunt. We're talking about a sister of the father from the father's side, meaning a paternal sister of the father. So that's what we learn about the aunt. The aunt is only a paternal aunt. Av is Ashes Ochiv. And now, when we speak about the sister in law, the wife of the brother, that learns from the aunt. But by the aunt, we're talking about a aunt from the father's side. That's what the Torah is speaking about. So also we're speaking about the sister-in-law, the wife of the brother. We're talking about a brother who's a paternal brother. So the aunt teaches you about the brother, and that's what we get from the aunt to the wife of the brother. Says the Gemara, "At koin kedoyin ki Rabbi Akiva." That goes according to Rabbi Akiva, that learns that I love it ki bi melamed, meaning the aunt itself doesn't say there that it's a paternal aunt, but you learn it from oidoidoy bendoidoy. So it's something that learns on its own. It learns from a hekesh, and now you want to learn from this hekesh of the aunt. You want that to be teaching you on the sister-in-law with another hekesh. So you want something to learn from a hekesh to teach by a hekesh. Rabbi Kiva holds that's fine. But Rabbi Shmuel holds you can't do that. A lamed min hekesh can be melamed with a hekesh. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, what are you going to do? The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar kan eishes ochiv. V'nemar loholon eishes sheikachesh eishes ochiv nidehi. We're speaking here about the sister of the brother. And it says in the Pasuk, come on, that the sister of the brother, we say the word nidahi. We use the word nidah. Why nidah? Ma nidah yesh lehetel la'achar yisuro. Afesh yisachim la'avi yesh lehetel la'achar yisuro. We're comparing a sister-in-law to a nidah. A nidah is also only temporarily. While she's a nidah, when she stops being a nidah, she's not usher. So we're talking also, the sister-in-law is someone who does have a heter. When do you have a heter? If the brother dies with no children, so then the brother can marry her with Yibum. Yotzos Eishes Ochim Imoy, so you exclude a sister-in-law from a brother who's a maternal brother. Shein Le'etel Achai Suro, there'll never be a heter, because a maternal brother, his wife is always usur, even if he dies without children. So the source that a wife or a brother that's also that has a chorus is only a paternal brother, not a maternal brother, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you learn from the fact that it's connected to Nida. And now we're going back. The sugya was started by the fact that Rabbi Yochanan teaches us that a choysoi, when it says a choysoi in the Torah has a chiv chorus, why did it go out of the rule? Why is that excluded from the rule? To teach you on the entire rule, entire list of arayas, that each one has its own chatos. Even though there's one chorus mentioned in all of them. Then Rabbi Elazar came and asked all the questions of Rabbi Yochanan, why this came out, why Dudosa came out, and why the Eishes Achiv came out, etc. Why is that singled out? So says the Gemara, we're using here the Gersa Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Elazar makshelo minon teisilei. Rabbi Elazar did not agree with Rabbi Yochanan's source. How did he learn? How does he know that you have an Isser in each one of the Krisus that has its own chorus, has its own chatos? And we know that because, as the Rav Chaim brings, it says in the Mishnah in Krisus that there's 36 Krisus to tell you that each one has its own chorus. Each one of the Arayas has its own chorus. What's the source according to Ablozor did not agree with the Rabbi Yochanan's source? Answers the Gemara, Avor Ablozor Shem Rishayo, Shnei Lovim V'Chorus Achas Lavim Cholkim Krisus. So Ablozor's Shita was that as long as each one has its own lav, even though the chorus, it's one chorus in all of them, still, because each one has his own lav, so he has his own chorus as well, meaning he has his own chatas if it was done b'shoigig. So Rabbi Yochanan later learned the fact that if each one has its own lav, that's good for the lav. But now regarding the chorus, it says one chorus on all, so you would think that if he did all of them in one shot, it would be have only one chatas. So therefore I have to say a choyser, single it out, to teach you that each one has his own chatas. But according to Rabbi Elazar, if each one has his own lav, that's good enough to tell me that each one has its own chorus. Umatamot is source, because it says in the pasuk, Al Basar Odom Lo Yisach, Ubimat Kointo Lo Yisasu Kamoyu. Referring here to Shemana Mishcha, the oil of Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to prepare it, and you're not allowed to put it on your body. Two separate lavim, but only one karus is mentioned in both. It says in the pasuk, Ich Asher Yikach Kamoy Ve'Asher Ten Mimeno Azar Ve'Nichos Me'amov. One karus is mentioned in both. So how do you know that each one has its own karus? It's one of the list of the Krisus that I mentioned in Maseches Krisus. You have to say, because each one has his own lav. So that's the source, because each one has his own lav. It tells me that merely each one has his own chorus. So that's what one says, Yesh kan shnei lavim v'chorus achas, lavim cholkin Krisus. The lavim give chorus for each one. Says the Gemara, my old Rabbi Yochanan. Well, Rabbi Yochanan will say with this tiny of Rabbi Elazar. Why does he not agree? He has to agree to that, because we see that from regarding Shemar and Mishcho, that two lavim give you chorus in each one. Says the Gemara, by noshim akos medaber obasa choysoi the lamed akol anoshim. The psukim in Arayah is referred to the man. It tells there the Torah is referring to the man. Don't have relationship with this woman. Don't have relationship with this woman. It does not refer to the woman. So you have a lav for the man doing the maaseh. I don't have one for the woman on its own. So that I have to have a separate krisus for each one to tell you that a woman. Even by woman, you have a separate chatos for each one of the arayas. Says the Gemara, Veleisa Ablozer can. Rabbi Ablozer will say with that. Islay says that he has it from a different place. It says in the Pasuk, Lo Sikrivu Echod Eish V'Chad Eish. It says, Lo Sikrivu Loshon Rabim, referring to the man to the woman. So really, the whole Pasha, even though it says Loshon Zachar, is referring to the man and woman as well. So the woman has a lamb for each one of the arayas. So go on, Baal Vidle Abiyachan. All Abiyachan will do with this. He says, I agree that it's referring to a man and a woman, but it's not clear that for the woman you have a lav in each one. It's referring to the woman, but not necessarily giving a lav to each one. So I need to tell you specifically that a woman has a chorus in each one of the arayas, so there's multiple chatois she did multiple times with many arayas. So now the Gemara goes back to the beginning of the sugyo. The Gemara is trying to understand, do we have a source that when you have a rule, a list of things, they have one chorus, and you have a prat that comes out of the rule, you have a detail coming out of the list, does that teach you that each one has its own separate chorus? So before we brought up Yochanan that learns it, we saw Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and that was a discussion throughout this amud. Now the Gemara brings another source. We have another source. Shmuel bar Abo bo kamei abzeiro. V'yotzu shlomim v'yachloiku lavim al kol hakotshim l'tumo. So as Rav Chaim explains, there is a iser tumo by kotshim. If someone eats kotshim when he's tameh, he has a iser koris. It says one koris in all the kotshim. The pasuk says, Amor lehem ador seichim kol ish sheikav mikol zarachem el hakotshim v'tumos olov v'nichiso hanefesh ha'i. So it refers to chorus for all the kachim together as one chorus. And then there's a specific chorus on shlomim, because it says, V'anefesh ha'toicha b'sar mizevach ha'shlomim, asher la'ashem v'tumos ha'alov, v'nechiso ha'nefesh ha'im me'amir. So shlomim has its own specific chorus. So Shmuel Ba'abo said in front of Zeiro, shlomim should teach all the other kachim that they have their own specific chorus. The fact that he brought that question, that shows you that we have a list of items that has one chorus in it, and one came out of the list with his own specific chorus. It teaches on the entire list that each one has its own chorus. So it says the one on the base, Omalei Litzorich Yotzu. There, the reason why Shlomi has his own chorus is not to teach you on the list. There is teaching you only on Shlomi to tell you what. Lemar des kotche bede kabayis shelo yichavim alei mishum pigul v'noisar v'tome. Only Shlomi, which is, or things like Shlomi, which are kotche mizbeach, they have din of pigul, noisar, and tome. Pigul is when someone did a korban and had the wrong machshava in mind that he wants to eat it out of its time. Noisa is when he actually left meat out of its time, more time than allowed to. And tumo, these three things only apply to kotcher mizbeach, not the kotcher bet kabayis, not the kotcher that don't go on the mizbeach, that just belong to Beis HaMikdosh. And the more continues and says, V'lam masnisei, isn't it a mefeirush Mishnah that the kotcher, they don't have a separate chatos for each one, a separate curse, which means a separate chatos? Because it says, kotcher mizbeach mitztarfim zeh mzeh lemihilo, they join together to be chayav mi'ilo on them if someone misuses them. And lechayav aleihem mishum pigul v'noisar v'tomeh. Meaning, if you have a kazayis from two different kotchim, they join together to have a pigul, noisar, and tomeh. Masheikin v'kotcher betik abayis, they don't join together. Says the Gemara, mikivan shem mitztarfim cholkim. If they join together to be chayav, that means they don't have a separate chatos for each one. It's one chatos for all the kotchim. That's exactly the question. Why do you say that they join together and there's one chatos for all? That exactly is something that needs biru. Maybe you should say there is a chatos for each one and they should not join together to be chayav on one chatos for two things. Meaning when Shmuel Bar Abba asked Rabbi Zeiro, that he's asked the question, why don't you have a chatos for each one of the kachim? He wanted to say that they should not join together. Why does the Mishnah say they join together? That was part of his question. And the Arab Zera told him, it came out for something else to be mechal between kachim mizbeach to kachim betek abayis. Continues now the Gemara referring to the sugyo, that if you have a list, you have one thing that came out of the list, it teaches about the whole list. Says the Gemara, klal behesu prasba loisase. What happens if you have a list that it has an S, a mitzvah sase, and then the word came out of the list as a loy sase. Does it teach about the list or not? In other words, is a detail which of a loy sase, is that considered to be a detail of a rule which is an essay and not a loy sase? So the more mil say the abalozor omer klaloprato. It is under the category of klaloprat. And the Gemara explains, Domar Blozer, Loiki Valdei Charish Beshvis, one will be chayav malchus for plowing in Shnas HaShemitah. Plowing in Shemitah is not a laugh. My time of blows. What's the reason of blows? It says in the pasuk, "Vishovsoritz Shabbos LaHashem Klal." It says a rule that you have to do shvisa, you have to do Shemitah. Then it says the prat. It says the detail. Sod choloi sizra v'karmo choloi tizmor prat. Now you speak about. You have a detail that says you're not allowed to plant your field, and you're not allowed to harvest your vineyard. So ask the Gemara, the planting and the harvesting is part of the rule. You're not allowed to work the land on Shemitah. Why did it come out of the rule? They come and teach for the whole cloud. What is specific about planting and harvesting that has to do with the land and the tree? Teaches in the whole rule, there's only speaking about something which is the Oritz and the Elon, only Avoidas have to do with the land and the tree. My Ovid Le Abirchon, what Abirchon and why Abirchon disagrees, says the Gemara, as we said before, Shnei Dvorim, Shnei Dvorim, Shiotzim, Neklal, Einem Cholkim. It's two things. We're talking about planting, it would talk about harvesting. So that's why he cannot teach you on the whole rule. And Meila Ablazer learns the whole rule, the Charisha plowing is also Hasr, because it's Avoido on the land. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Dita doesn't teach you about the Klal, and therefore you don't know that plowing is Hasr. Says the Gemara of Veleis Leila Ablazer Cholkim, meaning does Ablazer hold that two Ditas that come out are Mechalik, the list that we have in the Klal? Says the Gemara, Is Leila Cholkim, and Cholkim, he agrees that it's not Mechalik, the list. It does teach the list. That's what we saw earlier in the Gemara. That we have two things coming out of the rule. It's not going to come and be Mechalik, the rule. Meaning, say that each detail in the rule has its own lav or own chatos. But it will teach you about the rule. So here it teaches you about the rule. These two things tell you that Avodah, which is also in Shemitah, is only something which has to do with the land or the tree. So the more of a leisla, Abiyuchim and Lamne, Abiyuchim will not agree with that idea that two things can teach you, as we saw earlier in the sugya. So the more shanihi. No, so the answer is like this. Sheklal be'ese u'prad be'loisase. The rule is ese, b'shav sorat shabbos la'ashem. You have to do Shemitah. The detail is loisase, not to plant and not to harvest. When you have the rule in one type of mitzvah, either es or loisase, and the detail in the other kind, it doesn't teach each other. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you have a detail in loisase, it won't teach you the rule in the esse, and that's Rabbi Yochanan's shita regarding this. And what about Rabbi Elazar? Omar Elazar ve'ase melamed loisase, meaning when the rule is esse, and then you have a loisase that comes out, so then the loisase will teach you about the esse. But if the rule is loisase, then the esse that comes out doesn't teach you on the loisase. So regarding the question that we're going to start with is, when you have a rule in esse, and you have a loisase coming out, does it teach you on the rule or not? On this, you have machlekes of Yochanan and Blazer. Yochanan says it does not teach you. Blazer holds it does teach you. So concludes the Gemara and says, and we can use here the gears of Abchaim. Al dai said Rabbi Elazar, nicha mutar lachvor b'boris shichum ha'aretz. According to Rabbi Elazar, that the Lois is teaching the essay, the only avoidance of the field or the tree is a problem, so you're allowed to dig pits in the Adoma, which is not avoidance of karka, it's not the work of the field. It says in one of them, Zayin Amud Aleph, Al dai said Rabbi Yochanan, ma'u lachvor b'boris shichum ha'aretz. Can you dig pits? Says the Gemara, no. Why? Kashem she'ein milamdim lehan isur. The same way the detail doesn't teach regarding isur, that you're not allowed to do things of the adomo and of the tree. Kach linyan eter lo ilamdu. So he also won't teach you eter. If I don't have what to teach you, that the yikar thing which is usur is avoid the sakarka and the ilon, so I don't know, I don't have a source to tell you that you're allowed to dig pits in the land doing Shemitah. And with this, the Gemara just concludes what comes out from the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Nun Vov.